I mentioned yesterday, we see in the Acts of the Apostles this tremendous growth of the church. And it grows because those who are hearing the gospel proclaimed are receiving it as truth, as good news for them personally, to the point where they're saying, we want what you have. And if the announcement were not genuinely, deeply good, life-giving news for the human heart, you wouldn't see the kind of response that you see throughout the Acts of the Apostles. The heart of that good news we hear Jesus himself express in the gospel today. He says to us very clearly that he has not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. So the heart of God, the base disposition of God's heart toward all of us is favorable, it's good. His starting point is, I want you to be saved. Or another image that Jesus uses in the gospel today, I don't want you to remain in darkness. I want to bring you into the light of my love. That is God's heart toward us. Like Jesus said when he passed through the town of Jericho and Zacchaeus responded wanting to see the Lord. And Jesus said to those who complained that the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. That's why he came. This doesn't, we know, it doesn't rule out the possibility that we reject that love of God. And Jesus speaks of that. He hasn't come to condemn, but we condemn ourselves by choosing a way that does not lead to life, that leads to death. So that always remains a radical possibility of human freedom. But God's heart toward us is, I want you to be saved. I am on your side. So Paul expresses this so beautifully at the end of chapter 8 in his letter to the Romans, when he says, if God is for us in this way, if God is for us, then who can stand against us? If he, speaking of the Father, he did not spare his only Son, but gave him up for us all, will he not give us everything else along with him? So that's the heart of the Father toward us. It's disposed well toward us. He wants to save us. This is so radically different from so many other different religions out in the world that are operating not out of the full revelation of who he is and his heart. We believe that. It is our absolute faith as Christians and Catholics that what we hold to is nothing that man made up. It's the revelation of the very heart of God himself showing us who he is. So many other religions, though, the base starting point is, look, he's not for you. You had better be really good or come with a whole lot of really good stuff to basically win him over. That no one really wants to live that way. It's a miserable, heavy burden. But this is why one could never, ever say, well, you know, maybe God is in all of the world religions and somehow he's just working through all of it. That just logically, that doesn't work. Because there are areas, deep fundamental areas, where there are other religions and ways of believing that are absolutely contradictory to what we hear today, this good news. God is for us. He wants us to be saved. He loves us and is on our side. In your prayer, I think a really good way to make this concrete is when you start your prayer time, begin your prayer time just with a minute or two dwelling on this truth. See how your prayer changes when you check your heart, because it's easy to slide out of this truth here, but check your heart. Spend the first minute or two in your prayer just declaring this truth. Lord, you are for me. You love me. You already want me to be saved. Just start with that and see how your prayer changes. Because it's easy sometimes coming out of a world where we have to, like it's every man for himself. It's easy to let that affect our prayer, and we can go into prayer sometimes not even realizing that our starting point may be, I've got to convince him to even show up and be here with me. And that is not the case at all. See what happens when you begin your prayer time dwelling on and in your heart declaring this truth that we have here. And if it helps, go to Romans 8, verse 31 and move through that, where Paul tells us his starting point is he wants us to be saved and has already given us his beloved son. So is he going to hold anything else back from us?